This episode of eHealth Radio is brought to you by UNatural, empowering your health for those who burn the candle at both ends. Vitality combines potent super ingredients like zinc, ashwagandha, and holy basil to provide adrenal support, manage cortisol, fight fatigue, relieve stress, and maintain focused energy. Order now on unatural.com, risk-free for 90 days. Again, that is unatural.com.
This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're visiting with Reagan Jones, a registered dietitian nutritionist who's been working in social media and recipe development with Cabot Creamery for more than a decade. Reagan, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Well, it's my pleasure to join you today.
And certainly our pleasure to have you with us and looking forward to hearing from you today. So tell us, for starters, tell us more about National Co-op Month and how that ties into budget-friendly meal planning.
Well, you know, Cabot has actually been a co-op since 1919, and that's a cooperative of farm families throughout New England and New York State, and they've really been supporting each other since 1919 to produce award-winning cheeses, but most importantly, when it comes to being a co-op, return 100% of the company's profits back to those 800 farm families who own Cabot. So it's this spirit of doing what's best for the sustainability of their farms, their families, and their communities that really show how Cabot, I say, knows a thing or two about making smart choices when it comes to following a budget and keeping costs top of mind. You know, right now, more than ever, the help team at Cabot, which I'm a part of, we are really focused, all of our programming right now, on helping families find ways in these times that we're living in right now to plan healthy meals that keep their budget top of mind.
And of course, the timing could not be any better and at another level of importance for sure. Now, when we think of planning budget-friendly meals, we often think of cutting back, which sounds like cutting back on the flavor and enjoyment of mealtime. How can we keep meals tasting great while still watching the budget?
Yeah, I hear this all the time. We talk about cutting costs for meal planning. People automatically assume that means that they're going to cut flavor, but cutting back on food costs really does not have to mean cutting back on flavor. The key is to build your meals around foods that are naturally nutrient dense, taste great, and are also budget friendly. So, you know, of course, one of the first ones that comes to mind for me working for Cabot is our award-winning cheddars. They're minimally processed, naturally aged, high in protein and calcium, and they're naturally gluten and lactose free. But there are other good examples beyond, of course, just cheese, of naturally nutrient-dense, budget-friendly foods. Think beans and grains, frozen fruits and veggies. And in fact, if you think about it, some of the world's most popular and economical pantry and fridge staples also happen to be dishes we all know and love and would love to put on our weekly menu. Dishes like beans and rice, you know, pasta, and of course, my personal favorite, grilled cheese.
And there you go. You got to love that, and certainly making me hungry about right now. Now, what tips can you give us about shopping for budget-friendly meals?
Well, this is my favorite part of budget-friendly meal planning to talk about, because this is really where the rubber meets the road, right? This is what people need to know. What are the skills, what are the tips that I need to take back to my home, my kitchen, to make these budget-friendly meals happen? So first of all, I say you have to have a plan in place before you either go to the store or before you order your groceries online. That's key. Without a menu or a meal plan, you could really end up buying things that you don't need or be left with items that won't make a full meal. So when you take stock of what's in your kitchen before you make a meal, make a meal plan, you can ensure that you use what you already have and you only purchase what's needed to round out the meal. So I recommend making out a list of what's in your pantry, fridge, and freezer first before you go to the store. And before you even make out your meal plan, you look at that list and you determine if there are meals that you can already put together from what you already have on hand. And I really started doing this a lot you know, March, April, May, when many of us were not going to the store at all. We were minimizing shopping trips. And I was amazed at how many things, or how many meals, rather, I could put together just based on what I already have. All right, that's the first step. The next step is to determine what recipes you're going to make. On our website, CabotCheese.com, we have an entire section devoted to budget-friendly meals. You can go there for, you know, recipe inspiration, some ones that I encourage listeners to look out for. There are freezer bean and cheese burritos, so you can assemble those and have those on hand for any time that you need a quick and easy budget-friendly meal. Cheesy lentils and rice, so again, using that combo of grains and beans together. And then a recipe I developed, foil packet chicken verde, where you're making essentially the whole meal in one little easy to clean up packet. They're all recipes that are both budget friendly and family favorite.
Sounds delicious and inspiring and motivating to start putting this into practice. Really some great stuff right here. Now, here's what your adrenal system needs: zinc, ashwagandha, holy basil, and rhodiola. What it doesn't need is another cup of coffee. Get natural support at eunatural.com. Take 15% off of our 100% pure formula with eHealth15 at checkout on eunatural.com. Again, that's eHealth15 at eunatural.com. Today we're speaking with Reagan Jones, a registered dietitian nutritionist who's been working in social media and recipe development with Cabot Creamery for more than a decade, and she's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News and Nutrition Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Reagan, other than visiting your website for recipes, what other advice can you give us about finding budget-friendly recipes to cook for our families?
Well, many recipes that you already know and love can be made more budget-friendly when you think about saving money with some simple swaps. So think about expensive cuts of meat and out-of-season fresh produce can easily blow a budget. Instead, I encourage people to look for more affordable cuts of meat that maybe need to be braised or simmered for a longer period of time. Budget cuts are often tougher if they're not cooked long enough, but they yield a lot of tender flavor when they're prepared correctly. For recipes that require quicker cooking meat choices, I say try reducing the amount of meat needed by stretching it perhaps with less expensive vegetables. So an example of this would be like fajitas made with a combination of flank steak and sliced portobello mushrooms, or black beans with ground beef for a taco filling. What I love about this is that this strategy of adding in veggies to your meat is not only good for making cheaper dinner recipes, but it's also good for your health as well when you're adding in those veggies. And you can also look for economical ingredients that do double duty. So rather than having to cook meat specifically seasoned for fajitas, think about this. You could batch cook meat unseasoned and then choose a flavored cheese, for instance, like Cabot's Pepper Jack, when making your fajitas and tacos. That way you have meat that is left over that you can use in other dishes. It's not necessarily seasoned just for fajitas, but you can use something like your cheese or different seasonings or flavorings that you're adding, salsas that you're building in with the fajitas, you know, to provide that Tex-Mex flavor. And then that really helps you to cut down on food waste by ensuring that the meat, the more expensive item, honestly, on most people's budget, on most people's grocery list, that it is not overly seasoned and can be used in a lot of different applications.
Now, another question for you, Reagan. People are often sometimes reluctant to buy less expensive frozen or canned produce, out of concern that it's less nutritious. Is that the case?
It is not. And as a registered dietitian, this is one of the pieces of information I love to give to people. Frozen produce is typically not only less expensive, but it's also fresher in many ways. Think about this. Frozen produce is picked at the peak of harvest, and it's flash frozen and put into the freezer section. And that produce usually travels a much shorter distance to your supermarket compared to fresh off-season produce. So if you're thinking about, you know, being in the supermarket and seeing, for instance, blueberries in January, when most of us, no matter where we live in this country, we know we're going to see blueberries locally probably around July or somewhere in the heat of the summer. So those blueberries have typically traveled a pretty far distance to get to most of us if we are buying them in winter months. Whereas if you're buying frozen blueberries, they've been picked right at peak harvest and they've been flash frozen, and then they can make it right there into your grocery store. So I definitely encourage people, whether they're on a budget or not, to explore the frozen section of your fruits and veggies.
That is some super information right there. And for those that have always thought that frozen food, even myself thought frozen food was less nutritious, really appreciate your clarifying that. And makes a lot of sense as well. Lastly, Reagan, what's the one thing you'd like to leave listeners with that would further help them plan those budget-friendly meals?
You know, it really comes down to how important it is to check your kitchen for what you already have on hand. And whenever possible, make a meal of those items first. This not only helps keep your food costs low, but it also helps to reduce food waste in your kitchen. And this is really important to us at Cabot. As a farmer-owned cooperative, all of us who are associated with Cabot, who work for the farmers who own the company, are concerned not only about the health of ourselves and our families, but also the communities that we live in the planet that we all share together. When we take the time to do meal planning and reduce food waste, we're all doing our part to really help all of those different areas. So that's probably the number one tip that I would give people if they are wanting to cook on a budget, is just to simply take those few minutes every week before you write out your meal plan, before you write out your shopping list, take stock of what's in your kitchen and come up with a few ideas of what you can already make on hand. I promise that you will see a difference in your bottom line.
Awesome information shared here today. This ought to motivate quite a few folks to get serious about their eating habits and also keeping that budget in check as well. Where can listeners get more information on Cabot Creamery online, and how can they best be in touch as well?
You can always go to CabotCheese.com. There's information not only about the company and about all the products. There's information about the community programs and how we support groups in our communities. And then, of course, all of the recipes that I've mentioned here today.
And that certainly works. Again, folks, it is CabotCheese.com. Reagan, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Well, thank you so much. It was my pleasure.
Again, we've been speaking with Reagan Jones, a registered dietitian nutritionist who's been working in social media and recipe development with Cabot Creamery for more than a decade. And for all the details, visit CabotCheese.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.
This episode of eHealth Radio was brought to you by UNatural, empowering your health for those who burn the candle at both ends. Vitality combines potent super ingredients like zinc, ashwagandha, and holy basil to provide adrenal support, manage cortisol, fight fatigue, relieve stress, and maintain focused energy. Order now on unatural.com, risk-free for 90 days. Again, that's eunatural.com.